Sudan signed a ceasefire deal with a second Darfur rebel group yesterday as part of a government push to resolve the conflict in Sudan's west before elections next month. Government officials signed the deal with the Liberation and Justice Movement, an umbrella group of small factions. The accord in Qatar comes weeks after Khartoum signed a now faltering agreement with the Darfur's most powerful insurgents group, Justice and Equality Movement. We spoke to Sean Brooks, the International Advocacy and Outreach Manager at the US-based Save Darfur Coalition. He spoke to us about the significance of this latest deal.
Well, it is significant in that more movements are now participating in the negotiations in Doha. However, we have to wait and see because there is competition between the various rebel movements. And so we need to see if this is a step forward in bringing all of the movements into the process, as well as civil society and other concerned Darfuri stakeholders, or if this will actually paralyze the process because it will lead to greater divisions between the movement, and it will exclude or does not have an option to include other stakeholders. So, you know, it's good that the government has signed this agreement, but it's only a small step forward.